Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm so grateful that you're here and listening and being part of this. I am going to be taking callers in a moment. When I say your area code, let me know where are you from, what's your name, and then we'll get into your question or your connection. So today, I feel like just getting right into the work, and so I'm going to take the first caller right away. 347. Hello, 347. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, Lisa, what's your question today?
Yes, this is to work related. I submitted paperwork to switch shifts for the morning. So right now I'm on 4 to 12, and they have me on a waiting list. So I just wanted to see if you see me switching shifts before I go out on medical leave for 3 months.
Okay. You know, that's up in the air still. They're kind of like holding off. They want to wait and see what happens. They're not going to make many changes right away. How long is it before you go off on medical leave?
The end of August. That's when I'm leaving. I haven't told them anything as of yet. They do not know.
Yeah. You know what? They're just holding off a bit. They're not making a lot of changes right now. I feel like I keep hearing a month, a month, a month. So in a month, you'll know.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm not getting a solid answer to this, but I feel like I keep hearing 30 days a month, 30 days a month. So in a month, you'll know what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. I feel like.
Okay.
Excuse me so much. There are other changes going on in the company right now. This isn't their top priority.
Okay.
They're looking
at
other things that they need to, like, I want to use the word fix, but we'll see in a month. Call me back in a month and let me know. I think you're going to hear something about the company itself in a week, and then it will make more sense to you as to what's going on. Okay, sweetie?
All right, that sounds awesome. So I'll I will not say anything. I'll just pull back and just wait.
Just, you know what? Let everything happen the way it's supposed to naturally. Sometimes we try to push and it always backfires on us when we really try to make things happen the way we want them to. We just have to sit back and wait and see. I feel like in a month you're going to know, but pay attention to what you hear in a week, okay?
Okay, I will. All right, awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go to the very next caller. And before I do that, I want to do a little clearing for everyone. It's been a hard week for everybody. And I'm just going to do where we are stuck, and I get a yes. So a lot of people are stuck. They're not moving forward. They don't know how to move forward. So I'm just clearing now for everybody listening or re-listening to the show. You might feel some, like, pressure or, like, a deep breath. Whew. And just we're going to clear being stuck right now as I go to 951. Hello, 951. How are you today?
Pretty good. It's Nathaniel calling in. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Nathaniel. How are you? Well, it's good to hear from you. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I've been living with my brother for a few months now, and his wife from China is coming back, and she doesn't feel comfortable with me living here without him here because he's taking a job in New Mexico. So I'm looking for a new place, but I'm on some waiting list, but it looks you know, kind of bleak now, but I'm trying to have a lot of faith and not worry about it.
Well, now, I just did a clearing for being stuck, so we're gonna let's clear. Let's see, Nathaniel's gonna find a place very soon. No, okay, let's clear that now. Okay, so we're going to do some clearing on this, and I'm going to tell you, Nathaniel, I keep hearing you're going to hear something tomorrow. You're going to get some news tomorrow, as soon as tomorrow. Now, this might not be, you know, the place is going to be available when you need it, but it's going to be some news about a place tomorrow. What I'm getting is, as soon as you hear this news, you must act. Whatever they need, whatever you need to do, you have to do it immediately. You cannot put it off because you'll lose. You'll lose the space. You'll lose your opportunity. So let's say you hear something either from a company, from an organization, or from a person that's just talking about it. You have to get on it immediately. Now, sometimes when they say tomorrow, that can mean literally tomorrow, but it can also mean in a day or two. So just pay attention over the next couple of days. And I feel like by tomorrow or by the end of tomorrow, you're going to have a really good perspective on what you need to do and how to do it. And I do feel like there is something you're missing. You've put a lot of feelers out in a lot of places, but there's another option that you haven't quite either heard about or aren't acknowledging. So I want you to look at another, be open to all possibilities. Now, Nathaniel, where are you located?
Sacramento,
California. Okay. I keep getting government and then I get agency, and these could be two different places, but I feel like if you reach out to a counselor, or it's not a consultant, but a counselor. Are you a veteran by chance?
No.
Okay. And the reason I ask is because I keep hearing veteran. So maybe you hear this from a veteran or about it from a veteran. I want whatever this is, you have to search in a different way than you've been searching. Okay, you have to look in a different way than you've been looking. Now,
I took a career workshop class, and I do a Lady Day Poly and Yuli, and they did things, and they kind of helped me do things, and they're over there at the government assistance program, and I kind of let them know, taking the career workshop a couple months ago, that, you know, my brother is kind of, you know, strict, and my brother's wife is kind of phobic and has a prone to mental breakdowns and that stuff. And she's kind of new here in America because she's from China. And she's somewhat communist, but supposedly she's, you know, been saved now. But I'm not sure that if she's really, you know, just meeting Chinese friends or really Sikh spirit. I've sent her a few things, you know, from like Sid Roth, you know, the supernatural. And but she knows a lot about cooking and, you know, feng shui, I guess. But I think she's kind of communist, though, with her beliefs. But I'm not really sure. But she is quite prone to phobias and mental breakdowns.
Well, yeah, a lot of times when people are brought up in such strict environments, it's very difficult for them to acclimate in other environments. I'm just going to say, reach out to people that you know. And I feel
that might
be
Holly.
Like,
that might be Holly, because I may be going down to West Sacramento to Walmart to take back the stereo that I got that I have no place for. I don't even know if I'm going to be... I don't know where if I'm going to have it, so I may stop by there and ask about it because, you know, I'm getting a little nervous about it, but I still have a week before she's back, so, you know, and but
I
when she's here,
you
know, I can't be here during the day because I'm supposed to go out, and if I work at night or graveyard, it doesn't matter, you know, that she'll have, and it says for her day that she's prone to mental breakdowns if her privacy is threatened.
Right. So what I'm going to say is just reach out to those you know, and I'm sure you're going to find, you're going to hear something possibly as soon as tomorrow. So as quickly as you can, reach out to these people and see what comes back to you. There's a lot of transitions going on right now, people transitioning, so something might open up unexpectedly, but you need to be aware and you need to be on that list and you need to be on people's radar for it. Okay, Nathaniel?
Okay, that might be. I've had a senior homes over here, Hurley Creek, and, you know, I've been on the waiting list for a while, and there's another place. And they could call and say they have available unit, and, you know, they need the $250 deposit or something like that.
I would reach back out to them also. I would reach back out to them also.
I may call them
today and
say,
don't wait for people to call. Get on the phone, let them know it's urgent.
I may call them today in advance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, excellent. Well, now you have a plan. You're so welcome. And I look forward to talking with you again. Okay, Nathaniel?
Yeah, you're born the day of a problem solver. So you're, you know, first on my list. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember, like, okay, so so that's very interesting that you are very well aware of all of that.
See, I'm born the day of ironic insight. Jimi Hendrix was born the day of the electrifying excitement. Donald Trump's born the day of the gusty confrontation. Lincoln was born the day of the unifier, and Muhammad Ali was born the day of the heavyweight. So I know like every day of the year, so I could go on for minutes.
So what is June 13th? What is that?
June 13th is it has to be. That's the day before Donald Trump. And that's it's the Gemini 3, the week of the Seeker. And that's the day of the far-off venture.
Ah, oh, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nathaniel, get into a book on that and put that out. People would really like to know that.
I wish I had more time to do this again. It says for my day that I try to get out of work just so I can study, you know, all the ironic insights of life. You know, I mean, that I always have, you know, so it's so amazing that, you know, you can do a chart on someone and see the 12,000, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't know that Donald Trump's born the day of the gusty confrontation, you may miss the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
So,
that is hilarious.
Great, you're just a great problem solver. So thanks for helping me solve my problems.
Oh, you are so welcome. And please get on it today. Don't miss it. And I can't wait to hear back from you again, okay?
Okay, Jody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye for now. Okay, I am going to go directly to 863. Hello, 863. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm calling about employment. I'm thinking about possibly signing up with a local temp agency. I'm basically starting over, so I haven't been working in a long time, so I just need to, you know, like you said, with the clearing about the stuck people, I was like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
she's talking to me.
Oh, yes. Okay, so when we look at employment for you, okay, so I see, I wanna open a calendar because I need to make sure this makes sense for next month. So I'm opening a book up here. Okay, so I see Tuesday and I see the 12th. So the 9th through the 12th of next month is really good for you for finding employment. Now, I know that seems a bit off, but, you know, guess what? There's that period of time. Like, next week is literally July. Already, I can't believe it. And there's that period of time that we go through where we're applying for jobs and then we go for interviews and then we hear the answer. And I think a temp agency is a good idea. I also think that there are some really good online sites that will be good, but I feel like a recruiter, I keep hearing the word recruiter is going to be very strong for you. So make sure you're working with a recruiter, a temp agency, like you said. And I feel like, the 9th through the 12th is going to be very powerful, whether that's when you go for the interview or hear about the results of the interview. I feel like that's a very powerful time for you to find work. And I feel like you're going to find something that you just absolutely love. Now, I do want to say sometimes we take a position and then something else comes along and we feel like, oh, I took this other position. Don't be afraid to change if something better comes along. It's funny, men have no problem at all saying, I got a better offer, but thank you very much. Women feel very loyal and they'll stay with something and miss out on something better. Oh, isn't that the statement of our life for every area?
Yes.
With this guy who's okay, even though this guy is great, I'm going to stay with the okay guy because I started this and now I must finish it. If something better comes along, please, please, please do not hesitate to say, you know what, something better came out. I got a better offer. Thank you very much. I do feel like by the 10th or the 11th, you're gonna really get a really good, like either offer or a really good. You're gonna know about something really good by the 10th or the 11th of July. Now you might not know about it before that. They're saying by the 10th or 11th of July. You might know about it before that, but just pay attention because it's coming. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes when I tell people on this date, they wait till that date and they do something. No. I mean, let me say no. You have to be actively out there looking, having a recruiter work with you. I feel like you're really going to benefit from a recruiter because you're really not sure where or how to start. So just go to a couple of recruiters, kind of feel the one that feels best to you. Work with that one. The other ones can help too. But they're really going to help you get in that space you need to be in. And if I don't know why I'm hearing library, library, library. Maybe whatever that means for you, you'll know when the time comes, but I am hearing library. So just pay attention to everything that comes your way and go with the best offer is what I'm getting. Okay, love?
Okay, sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank you for the clearing. I did it along with
yes.
you. I'm like, yes,
okay.
yes, I release, I release, I release.
Yes, we're going to get rid of all this for everybody listening. Ooh, getting rid of what's stuck, where we're stuck. What, you know, we have things happen in our formative years, which is like birth through five, they used to say, but now they're saying it can be up until the age of eight. And then everything we see during that time is the way we see the world for the rest of our lives, depending on how much we heal and what we do. So that was like how many years ago for most of us? And those transitioning out of that way of life can be a little bit challenging, and we can be stuck in those ideals and beliefs. And so now it's time for us to move forward. It's time for everybody to evolve and move forward and get a little bit ahead of the game instead of being stuck at the starting line. So when we do this clearing for being stuck, it might clear, you know, re-listen to this show a couple of times, because you might clear in one area, you might clear in the other area. So it might clear first in employment or just in general for some people, but then relationship and then finances. You can even, like, as you re-listen to the show and I do that clearing for being stuck, you can say being stuck with employment, being stuck with love, whatever it is. Just re-listen as many times as you want and, like, just keep clearing that being stuck. Because this, we live in such a big, beautiful world, and it's here for us to explore, to enjoy, to live, and being stuck prohibits all of that. So get into that space and just enjoy it, okay, sweetie?
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I bookmarked the show, so I'll definitely come back and listen. I just made notes to clear all the different areas, because I was just clearing how it is you focus on the one that you're working on now. So
yep.
Yes, I made
absolutely. But you come back, you know, you can come back and you can just keep clearing and clearing and clearing. Yes, and there's so many different layers to each and every one of us.
Awesome.
So yeah, absolutely. Okay, sweetie, you have an amazing rest of the week, and let me know after you hear about that position. Call me back and let me know, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, Tony. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Right.
Oh, I am going to go directly to the next caller, 239. Hi, 239.
Hello.
How
Hi.
Are you today?
Hi.
What's your
I'm
name?
Good.
You?
I'm good. Hi, Tony.
Where are you?
I'm calling from Florida.
Right.
My name's Lana. I have a question. It's a relationship question.
Mm-hmm.
There's some noise outside. Let me go in the other room. Of course there's noise as mm-hmm. I'm talking to you.
Of course. Isn't that always
of course.
The way it is?
I met somebody a couple of weeks ago at a dance, and I'm interested in him. I've gone back to the dance hoping to see him, and I haven't. And I'm wondering if you see anything materializing with this person. I can give you his name if you like.
No, I feel like that was just an eye-opener for you, okay? Sometimes somebody comes in and they're an eye-opener. They open our eyes to the possibility that, oh my gosh, look, there are guys out here that I am interested in and that do fit the bill, so to say. I feel like if he does come back in, you're going to realize that maybe even though you're interested in him, he might not be the perfect person, but there is somebody else coming in within the month. It might even be within the week. So keep going back, enjoying yourself. But definitely within the month, you're going to meet somebody new. And this person, and they're brand new. It's not somebody you've already met or already know. This person is very, very extraordinary for you. You're going to have a lot of fun with this person. This person's a little bit carefree. They have that why not attitude. Why not? Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go do this. So just get, you're going to have to open your horizons. You're going to have to let go of some of your we need to plan. You're going to have to let go of all of your like apprehensions is the word I'm getting. And you're going to have to move forward and be willing to be the why not person too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please know that I feel like you could meet this person within a week, but I feel better giving it a little bit more time than saying within the month. I want you to get out there and go back to the dance again. And, you know, don't be looking for that other person. Be open to whatever comes in front of you. I feel like this person is going to be, again, a really good mate. This person is going to be a really good mate for you, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Good.
And
right.
Just,
well, thank
you
very much.
Like,
go ahead.
Absolutely. Just remember, well, really, why not? What all those all
why
those
not?
Excuses, all the, yeah, why not? Just like, well, why not? You know, life is short and fun is fleeting or not. We don't have as much fun as we should. We don't explore as much as we should. So, hey, why not? Why not?
Okay. And this is somebody that I have not met yet because I did just meet somebody who is very nice, but you said I haven't met him yet.
Well, they're saying he's brand spanking new. You have not met him yet.
Okay.
He's somebody brand new. Keep talking to the person you just met. If he's nice, we can never have enough genuine friends. Okay?
Correct. Right. Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Right. You are so welcome. So welcome. You have
thank
an
you.
Amazing rest of the week, and I look
you
forward
too.
To talking with you again. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Okay, so I want to let everybody listening know that I'm here every single Monday at noon. And I'm here for 30 minutes, and I take as many calls as I can. I'll do clearings, and I want to do one more clearing for everybody that's listening or re-listening to the show. And it doesn't matter if you're in Israel or wherever you are. And I know I have some listeners in France and Israel, and I want to thank you so much for listening and other parts of the world, too. And thank you so much for joining me here. Everybody can always use... you know what just popped in? Our good luck switches are on, and I get a no on that, so we're going to clear that so that we have that good luck switch on. And I'm going to ask our bad luck switches are off, and I get a yes. So we're going to turn on our good luck switches, and they can stay locked on. And I'm going to clear that so our good luck switches get turned on, and they stay on. No, luck, some people don't believe in luck, and that's okay. But luck is coincidences that fall into place in your favor. Everything in this life is a coincidence, or there are no coincidences, but everything should be happening in our favor. That's what this world is about. It's not about torture or punishment or any of that stuff. It's about living to the fullest. Getting out and exploring and enjoying what you do. If you are not enjoying what you're doing, look for something else to do or another place. Because at the end of the day, all we really have here is time. And you're trading your time for experiences. Make sure those experiences are experiences that you absolutely love. So I am going to tell you again, I'm here every single Monday and one Tuesday out of the month. If you follow my show, you will be able to know when I'm on air. You'll be reminded so you can call in and hopefully I can get to you. I want to thank you again for listening, and I cannot wait until next Monday when I can hopefully get to your call.